English 419, Multimedia Writing.
Course Cast 42, December 12th. The last one of the semester.
Okay, good morning. Today, it's slightly different. We do have our team evaluation today. So if your group hasn't, it looks like two groups haven't yet posted this. Make sure to go ahead and post your team contribution document here on this post. It's here on the front page. We're going to be using those for our team evaluation form. So it's, if you haven't posted that yet, it's just here on the front page. What that looks like is this. As I said, we're going to be working in our teams, so we'll just go ahead and jump into our teams and do these. Read through all the team contribution documents, so you'll be reading those Word docs that are posted there. After you've done this, evaluate each team's contribution to the overall project, including your own teams, on a 0 to 10 scale in the table below. Teams can have the same scores. You're not ranking. You're giving an evaluation. Then please respond to the questions that follow. This document should be completed as a team. Only one will be turned in per team. So you'll do this in a bit as a team. The questions really just ask the same thing for each team. Please explain your score for the whatever team. Refer to the team contribution document in your response to demonstrate where they did and did not meet your expectations. So really just explain why you scored the team the way you did. Is there any questions about that? Okay, that's what we'll be doing first thing here in a bit, and then we'll turn to wrapping up our web project afterwards. Just something else to be aware of. Let me just show you the schedule here real quick. We do have the last work log posted tonight by midnight. That should be the 5th, I believe. So make sure to post that. And then we have the individual evaluation Saturday or Sunday by email. I'll go ahead and add the link to that. This form is linked both on this page, and it's also in our project page, and I'll add a link there. What that form is, it looks pretty similar, except this is something you'll do individually to evaluate the members in your own team. So as it says, read through all of your teammates' project work logs, and remember, when we click on this, it's organized pretty well, so it shouldn't be too difficult to go through there. You just pick your team that has a week-by-week breakdown. That's why we did that. So you read through those, then please respond to each question as openly and honestly as you can. I'll be the only person to see this. Evaluation of your responses are a direct factor in your teammates' grades. Do remember how the grade is broken down. This directly impacts the individual grade. Complete the form and email it to me via, or excuse me, complete the form and submit it to me via email attachment on December 13th or 14th. Yeah, so Saturday or Sunday, that gives us a chance to get all the work logs posted. So this just has some questions about the teamwork, and it basically asks you to do a similar thing to what we're doing in class today. You put your own name here first, as it says, and then your other teammates' names, and then you just provide a score 0 to 10, and people can have the same score. And these other questions ask you about your group. Are there any questions about this? Just make sure to do this Saturday or Sunday. Just send it to me in an email as an attachment. Okay, that's that. Also, the team document that we're doing today, just send this as an attachment to me as well. We don't have to print it out or anything. Just whenever you're finished today, just shoot it to me as an email attachment. Just one person in the group. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Let me check. Oh, yeah, don't forget that you should have gotten an email that to evaluate this course. If you haven't already, just remember to do that. It should be pretty easy. I haven't gone through them. I can't go through them myself. Just remember to do that. And then otherwise, since this is the last class meeting, I just want to thank you all for this class. It's been very good. Hopefully you got something out of this. I can't really say what that is at this point. If in the future you want something like a letter of recommendation or something like that, which sometimes students ask about, feel free to shoot me an email. I'm only going to be here probably another semester. If I'm here longer than that, something terrible is going wrong. But you can get to me through my Gmail account, wherever I am. So if you'd like something like that, just shoot me an email. I'm happy to write an evaluation for you, or a letter of recommendation. So yeah, just thanks again. I think the class went pretty well. This last project's been interesting. It's different from the other times we've done it. And it's been pretty successful, I think. Yeah, I think that's it. So let's go ahead, and so that we have some time to finish up that project, let's go ahead and jump into our teams and do our team evaluation document. If you have any questions about how to do that, just let me know. But when you finish up, just go ahead and shoot it to me as an email attachment. Oh, these are the links to the content. So essentially what we've done is taken like all of these and then just link those on that page. Yeah, and see, I think that's a way to fix that, right? I mean, like, if we look at it here, it does have this kind of cascading heading, but there's nothing that says we have to do that, right? So what we're doing is incorporating that in these links here.
I think that works.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, they can always get back to the source page with the navigational menu, right? So it's not as though they're drilling down and they can't get back. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it also solves the problem of trying to work cascading menu. You know? Does that seem right to everyone? The only thing is, there was like some intro stuff here about this. Where did that go? You know what I'm talking about? Like if you click on South Side or whatever. What I'm saying is, like, if you click on Southside here, there is this welcome stuff here. Oh, no, wait, there's not, is there? Oh, wait, so this looks pretty much basically like what they have now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Fine. That's good. Contact us. This should be working fine. Their original doesn't go anywhere. If you try and click on those, it's just dead. I just tied these to Google Docs so that it points that out. And then our links, we can make these conform to our style sheet, you just have to open the key. So what are the things right now that we think we should fix? Is there things that we need to do?
What page is that on, please?
Links?
Yeah, it's
right. This is links. And this won't be hard to clean. Angela, what did you find then that we needed to You found some issues with Internet Explorer, is that right?
Yeah. At home, I have Internet Explorer, and that warning came up, so I don't know what that means.
Did the site work okay? It was just like the portal that was having problems?
Yeah, it was the portal.
Did anyone else encounter this, or?
No one noticed it's on Internet Explorer.
Get Firefox.
Yeah, well, the problem is, though, that, you know, of course, our...
the first item on there is already been addressed.
Okay.
I saved it. I don't know why it's not updated.
Okay, we might have to look at that, but, I mean, because probably our client is going to be using this. I mean, we know our client. They might run into these Internet Explorer issues, so we might have to look at that. And sorting the main links, did we ever get that addressed? Like, how to order these?
If you... log in real quick. The back end portion of it doesn't work, but if you just go into the database, you can actually order the links. But there's a manage navigation now on the left hand side. And basically, you'll be able to click an item on the list and move it up or down with the arrows.
Awesome.
And once you click submit, it will reorder it.
We can't do that now, but we will.
You can actually order them, but if you click submit, it doesn't do anything.
Oh, it doesn't change over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want it changed, I can just go into the database and do that.
Is that right?
Right. We're working on that right now.
Okay.
And we'll probably put some sort of paragraph so they actually know what's going on with that page.
Yeah, and it looks like, I mean, this isn't a big deal either, but it looks like the statistics links didn't get, like these are probably dead. Because if we look at the address here, like it's going to /donations, whereas this link to donations.
Okay,
is,
I can change that.
Yeah, it's just inserting the screen. Anything else that people saw?
all the testing came back good. All the CSS is valid. We talked to them. There was one issue. They took care of it. All the browser shots look good, actually. We didn't have any trouble with Internet Explorer, but, I mean, that obviously can be very variable depending on if you have Java issues. Or
well, I think like Angela saw it in the portal. The site was okay.
The site was okay in the portal.
Great. So we might try
that. That was mostly when I was editing. I tried to edit like a new page.
Okay. Anything else about this right now?
You just want to leave.
As long as the portal works in like Firefox and stuff, that should be all right. As long as people can see the image on or see
you'd
the
think
website on Internet Explorer. That's what I'm really interested in. I think it will just get Firefox for administrative purposes.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, that's the argument, is it? As long as you're doing what we tell you to, it should be fine.
No idea. Yeah.
Anything else right now? Okay, that's it then. That's the end of the class. Just remember to email, post your last work blog by midnight tonight, and send me the individual evaluation Saturday or Sunday. Other than that, thanks a lot. Good luck in the future.